Tommy Doherty, chairman of Coghill Celtic. You've been chairman for the last couple of years and you've been sitting in your position heading into to big games. What's it like this time around?
Oh, it's fantastic again. I mean, as I say, the buzz around the club at the minute reminds me just of last year. It's brilliant this last couple of years since I became chairman 3.5 years ago. It's an unbelievable run this last 3 years. Like, I mean, say, the team has been fantastic, you know what I mean? Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah. And they bounced back very impressively after that intermediate defeat last year, and you have to give Kevin credit for keeping so many of them together to have a crack again this year. Yes, you may be down a level and junior, but it's something that's very, very difficult to win.
Definitely, this is not easy, as Kevin probably says. He getting to the first team and he's shown to reach the final of the FA Junior Cup since Van Herps 50 years ago. They've got to the final, I believe. But as I say, as you see, after disappointment of last year, it's been absolutely fantastic to get back here to another final of the year again, because we did come down the road disappointed last year. We felt we should have come down the road with the cup, but hopefully this time we will.
Yeah. And is there warmth from the rest of the soccer family and Inishowen and the rest of the county? Do you guys heading into this one, Tommy?
Oh, to be fair, everybody in Inishowen, anybody you met, they're wishing you all the best. I've been saying, especially the business people of the local area, they've been fantastic to us financially, which this is our third trip now. We've been in Limerick, we've been in Tipperary, and now we're heading for Galway. So these things all cost money, and from my point of view, that's one side I have to look after. So the business people has been fantastic, and at this point in time I'd love to say thank you to them, and for any more of them out there, once they come on board, we'll be delighted to have them.
Yeah. Well, listen, it will be a huge lift for the club, but for soccer down here as well.
It definitely will be a great lift for everybody, a great lift for Inishowen. As I say, I've been playing football, I've started playing football in Inishowen over 50 years ago, maybe 55 years ago. Fair play to Dermot O'Brien there, he runs at the moment, and he does a fantastic job, he runs a great league here, but I still think we should have a stepping stone between the Inishowen League and the League of Ireland. We definitely think intermediate football needs to get back in some form or fashion to let players develop to the League of Ireland level. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. And I think so. And so hopefully in the near future we will get that, that will happen.
Yeah, and there'll be men sitting around the table knocking their heads together to try and sort that out, Tommy. But in the meantime, there's a huge final, so there is. And the younger teams that's involved in Coghill, like these guys that are playing for the senior side, they look up to them so much. They're sort of the heroes for them now at this stage as they go to a final, and they'll be going in their numbers, so they will, to Eamon Deasy Park on Sunday.
Oh, definitely. I know by the feel around the place at the minute, I think at this particular time, I don't know how many cars are down, but I think there'll be 6 bus loads leaving the club here and Sunday morning. You know, there are a lot of people travelling down the day before. I'm travelling down the day before myself. But the buzz last year down in Sligo was unreal. This is something that I'll never forget watching. That we must have got about 1,500 to 2,000 people down west of Sligo last year, and the green and white, it was unbelievable. The day, I say, I'll never forget.
Yeah. Yeah. And as I said to Gavin as well, this is something that the club is craving, and probably with all the success that they have, there's been a want for national success, so there has for a very long time.
Well, probably you're right there. You know, as you know yourself, they've won the Ulster Senior League 10 years in a row, but the national competition would be fantastic to icing on the cake to one of them now, you know what I mean? And just looking here last Sunday, something I thought was unique. We had 3 teams here going out of the club, 3 of them in semi-finals of the one club on one day. I thought it was something just very seldom ever see.
Yeah.
So, and 2 of them come through their semi-finals, so we're done okay.
Yeah, yeah. And the first team? They have a lot of games still to come after Sunday as well. The season's far from done, and there's an FAI Senior Cup match on the horizon as well.
Exactly, that's coming now. I think this match is on, and then we have a cup match at home against again Park against Greencastle, I do believe, after that. And then we have a match following our local neighbours, Buntranier. And I want to say, done very well last week. Congratulate them on winning Ulster Cup. So, yeah. And as I say, we have the FAI Cup. And hopefully the President Cup after that.
Yeah, well, there's lots of things to come, so there is, Tommy. But all we can do is wish you every success this weekend. And I'm sure if the Green and White's coming back down the road with that Junior Cup on Sunday, it'll probably be the proudest moment of you and your position as chairman.
Well, indeed, it'll be a brilliant moment for us. And I say, the men, but before me, it will be a brilliant moment for them too. So, yes, hopefully we'll bring it down the road with us on Sunday night.
Okay, good luck with Tom.
And thank you very much. All the best.